Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, 2511-3101-0023-0498.
Okay, let me pull up your information real fast. All right, is this JGR Trucking?
Yes, sir.
All right. And who am I speaking with?
Jose Rivera.
Rivera?
Yes.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
631-316-5455.
Okay. And you're 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me just verify some things I have here on file. Can you just verify the billing address for me?
Sure, that's 1234 Fairbanks Avenue, Bayshore, New York, 11706.
Okay. Did you move places? It used to be 1600 North Thompson. Was that old one?
Correct. Yes. That was
okay.
My first,
Okay. And how do you guys structure your company? I know it's an incorporation, but is it S Corp or is it C Corp?
It's an S Corp. S Corp.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
It's going to be, what? Let me see. 2 years.
2 years? Okay.
April. March is going to be 3 years.
March is going to be 3 years? Okay. Okay. So, yeah, so we have many programs available here, Jose. So, why don't you let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction?
Okay. Right now I'm working as a dedicated to one customer. I got three trucks, three vehicles working with them. Did I say two or three?
You said three.
My bad. It's two.
Okay.
I got two, and they asking me if I can come up with a third one.
Okay.
This is, like I said, 100% dedicated to one customer. It's a direct with a shipper, so I don't have to go out in the market and shop for freight. It will be to expand, for maintenance and expand equipment. Require more truck.
Okay. So you're looking to bring on a truck, and then you just need some like capital maybe to help like with repairs of other trucks, like maintenance.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Well, let's work on the truck first because we have two different programs. So, this is gonna be the third truck. What kind of truck is it?
Oh, good question. Right now, I'm working with like a. I'm looking at about $30,000 truck from like a ride or something like that. It's because the runs go local. I don't go over the road, so I don't want to go crazy with a lot of money truck. I want to go with a low price.
Low price, okay.
So talking about from $25,000 to $30,000 truck.
Okay, is it a new or used?
No, it's used. Yeah, it's used.
Okay.
It's a certified. It's a certified from Ryder Trucking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. And when do you need it by?
They say December. My
December?
Company say December. December. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now on the other two trucks, because I know you deal with just a single customer. How much do you make on those two trucks alone?
It's an average of $9,500 a week.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Per truck?
No, both.
Both, okay. So how much do you expect to make off of this truck?
This one is an average of $3,500, but because I have an extra run, you go from $4,500 to $5,000 a week.
Nice, man. Cool. So you're going to increase your revenue pretty much, quite a bit.
Correct. Yeah. Right.
It's about 14,000 per month. That's nice, man. Okay.
Well, right now.
Or
right
per now, week, actually. 14,000 per week.
Per week.
Yeah.
Per week. Yeah. Per week.
Nice. Okay. All right. Do you already have a vendor where you're going to get the Ryder truck from?
Actually, I haven't put the application for the third one yet, but I'm looking to get it from the same one I got my second one, which is okay. I don't have the vehicle itself information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I can get it eventually, you know, if that's the road you want me to go.
Okay, that's totally fine. Yeah, that's we don't need the invoice right away, but you know, if you can get it, that'd be awesome. Okay, and have you looked anywhere else for like financing for this truck? Like, have you looked at your bank or anything?
Honestly, no. Be honest, at the beginning, I tried Chase for the business loan.
Uh huh.
But they turned me down.
Okay.
The
Do you know
place that I have checked out? Okay.
Okay. Do you know why they turned you down or anything?
Oh, my personal credit is not. It needs to be fixed.
Okay. Speaking of your credit, what do you think your score's at?
I haven't even looked at it.
Yeah.
Because what happened is I have a cash advance company that is being helping me out.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did last time was that I got some cash advance, which I'm about to finish paying that up. And with that, I put the down payment on a truck. And so Ryder has I think it's a EFS or PFS, EFS finances in Connecticut who financed the rest of the truck.
Okay.
So it wasn't no hassle at all.
Awesome. Okay.
I was actually surprised that they accepted real quick. I said, really? And so. So my payment, my finance, my cash advance will be paid off in second week of January.
Okay, and that's just, they're just financing a truck, right?
No, this was a cash advance that I got.
Oh, a cash advance through BFS?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I got that through bfeed.com.
Oh, bizfeed.com, okay.
Right.
Okay.
I already got two emails asking me to send them to request a balance and to request an offer. So I actually got an offer from them.
Okay.
I already, because this will be the third cash advance that I get from them, and I just take it and invest it back into the business.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, let's finish up on the truck, and I'll get into that for the working capital. For the truck now,
let me ask you a question. This sounds very good. From the very beginning, I got a good impression. I hope it works. You say you're talking about, so it will be two different sections, so to speak, or
yeah. So a lot of companies that you're maybe shopping around for, they either do only working capital, which is just like cash into your account,
right?
Or they do just equipment financing. So the nice thing about us is that we do both. The reason I'm splitting it up like that is because it'll be cheaper for you in the long run.
I appreciate it.
Because the equipment financing, that can be the longer terms. That can be like, 2 years to 7 years if you need it. So, that being said, and then our working capital is going to be the shorter terms, but it is, you know, cash loans.
Right. That would work nice. That would work very good.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm going to try to get you qualified for that. So, that's what I'm trying to work for you.
Right. So
now, are you looking for a longer term or a shorter term on the truck? Like, what's a good...
On the truck, no longer than, 3 years?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's totally something we can do. Now, let me ask you this. Now, what happens if you don't get the financing for the truck? Like, do you have a plan B or anything, or...
Oh, yeah, I do. Like I said, I got the offer already. Yeah, and I just called the guy, and because Ryder will finance it with 10% down.
Oh, okay. Do you have any down right now? Like, do you have money to put down?
Not out of my pocket, no. I will use the same. I will go the same route I went for the second one.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like I said, I got the offer. And what if I got the cash advance, I already got all that figured out, how much I need, and then I'll just put the 5%. I mean, I think it's 3%.
Mm-hmm.
3%, something like that, 5%, which is out of 30,000 is only about $4,000 for the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then the truck is paid for itself.
Okay. What are you using the truck for? I'm just curious. Like, what is JGGR trucking?
Well, JGGR trucking is that corporation that runs the truck, and then he holds freight for a corrugated company.
Oh, okay. What kind of freight?
Corrugated.
Oh, I see. It kind of broke up there. Right on.
Corrugated. Everything that... Basically, it doesn't even include everything about packaging, just cardboard.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right on. How?
They got the customers that are based in the metropolitan area of New York, and I was able to get their contract to cover whatever their own trucks don't cover.
Oh, right on. Okay. Okay, so now let's talk about this capital. So I know you said you needed some cash to help with maintenance and repairs and things like that. So I know the truck is $30,000 now. How much would you be looking for maybe working capital?
$10,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what are your gross annual sales looking like? How much did you do last year in sales?
Well, you can do the math. The average is, like I say, $3,500 a week.
Yeah.
I got the extra runs. It average about 45. Let me see.
So you mean about $200,000 a year?
Right. Let me see. $4,500. Yeah. Times 52. Right. Yeah. Around $230,000 a year.
Yeah. Okay.
That's per truck. So that's per truck.
Oh, that's per truck. Oh, wow. Okay.
Per truck, yeah.
Okay, so you're... Nice. Okay, so you're almost about... So right now you're about at $500,000.
Right.
Okay.
Right, close to $500,000, yeah. So that times two. And like I say, that's average.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always above average because the extra runs on the nights and on the weekends.
Okay. Well, what I can say for the capital is that I will get you I'll try to get you qualified for the most amount, mm-hmm. and for the longest term, and then we can work back from there. So it's pretty much like you get to choose what you want. Yeah, of course. That's the easiest way to do it, and it's the best way, just so that way you're making the choices for yourself. You know what I mean? You need the truck, I'll get you the truck. You need capital, I'll help you get the capital. But you pretty much come up with the terms and all that stuff. Let me see here.
If you think about it, I'm being so conservative, so cautious, because $30,000 is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say now we go from $468,000 plus, what was that? $234,000. We're going all the way up to, hold on.
Yeah, you're right. So it'd be about $728,000.
Let me see. You're right. So 4,500 times 3 equals 13,500. So that would be times 4 equals, that would be 54,000. All right, so... Let's say, let me go to the other one. So, 4,500, because that's the rate on average, times 3 equals 13,500. Let's say times 52. So, yeah, 700,000.
Yeah, that's a big return, man. That's a huge return. So, you really need that truck, and I And you can really just pay that off really fast, actually. So that's pretty nice.
That's why I'm looking to be being realistic, you know, conservative. It's just 100% business.
Yeah, of course. So, absolutely. Now... go ahead. You're fine.
So, that's what I'm saying. I'm being conservative, but I'm looking for a $30,000 truck and $10,000 working capital just for working for maintenance.
Okay. That's totally fine.
So,
Talking
about, $40,000, even if it was $50,000, you know, for a $700,000 return. I use no drugs, so I should be okay with that.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Yeah. See, so it makes sense for you, so I'm glad you understand that. Perfect, cool. Now, I know you did say that you're going to have the BizFeed one paid off on the 2nd of January, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what the balance is on that right now?
It's 5,000 plus, and it goes on a day, you know, it's like a
daily? Yeah.
But daily.
Do you know what the daily payment is or anything?
It's $131.60.
Okay. Now, that's the only loan you have out, right? That's the only loan?
The only cash advance. I got the one on the
truck. That doesn't matter. That's fine. That's the only cash advance. Perfect, man. Let me see here. Yeah, so, I mean, everything looks good, man. I mean, I definitely think I could probably maybe, I can absolutely do something for you. What will happen now is I will send you an email. Is this your mobile phone or is this a company phone?
This is my mobile phone.
Okay, so this is the best way to get a hold of you?
Yes.
Okay.
And what will be your... let me tell you, I get a lot of phone calls. So it's just arising.
You're fine.
So where will be the number, the call, when you call me, what will be... it will be a 1-800 or...
It'll be a direct line. I'll send you an email. What's a good email for you, Jose?
Jose, all lowercase. My first name is Jose, and then the number one, just Jose 1. CANDO 52 at gmail.com. It's like Jose 1 can do 52 at gmail.com.
52 at Gmail. Okay, so Jose 1, TANDO, right?
Ken, CA as in Charlie. Like Jose 1, Ken.
Can do.
Right.
Jose 1, Can do 52 at Gmail. Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I will send you an email. It'll have like a really small list of just things I'll need just to go forward. It'll just be I'm going to send you both applications, one for equipment and one for the working capital. Fill them both out. And then it'll be just your bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
And then just shoot that over to me, and then we can go from there. When do you think you should be able to get... Do you think you can get over to me before the weekend starts?
That would be a little bit tough. I will work, because I'm working, you know... you send me the list, and I'll see if...
Okay. Yeah, that's fine, man. I mean, if you can't get to me today, that's totally fine. I mean, I'll follow up with you on Monday. I mean, I'm a bank, so I won't be here over the weekend, so...
It's Friday, so... You know, today's already Friday, and I'm already I'm working, so...
Yeah, I gotcha. Work comes first.
I'm sorry?
Work comes first.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
It's spinning.
What's that?
The wheels have to be spinning.
That's right. Constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, Jose. So I'll send you that email. Just be on the lookout for it. If you want, just send me a confirmation email just saying that you received it. That way I know it got to you. And then I guess I'll just follow up with you on Monday. All right. It'll have all my contact information on there. It'll have my direct line. And my email and all that stuff. So, all right.
All right, very good.
All right, Jose, let's do some business. I'll follow up with you on Monday. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, have a good one. All right, bye bye.